Yeah, have you received any reports Monday on a UFO sighting in the Downey area or Whittier area or Lakewood area?
No, sir. Did you see something?
Well, my little girl and her classmates saw it, and then I found, well, this is Monday when they saw it. They were playing at a school, and then I heard from other people who also, my mother-in-law who teaches, different people in her class were talking about it, but my little girl and her classmates got a, it came right down over their school, and they were able to make drawings of it. And this was Monday around, I would guess around 11 o'clock, 11:30, and we're in a apartment complex right, practically right behind the school. And on Monday at, I say between 11 and 11:30, a vibration kind of started in the apartment in which we're living. I don't know if it was felt throughout the rest of the units, but anyway, the apartment in which we're living starts to vibrate, and I didn't connect it to until she told us she described it, and she told us that evening, Monday evening, about it, and then I happened to think of that vibration, which I couldn't account for, because when it started, it wasn't caused by anything I could relate it to.
Uh-huh.
And, So anyway, I was curious because she wasn't the first one to see it. Some of her classmates saw it, and then our little girl saw it, and she's seven. She was able to make this drawing of it, and the stories, the stories all corroborate. So I called the school, and they to ask if there was any, if the children had been talking about it, and they said no, they not to their knowledge. But they did talk to the girls that saw it.
Okay, what kind of description did they give on this thing?
Well, the way he described it, it was that they were playing and in the schoolyard, and it's the elementary school, and the one classmate called the other children's attention to it, and she said it was like a big silver ball, and she said it was, she said it was as bright as the sun. It seemed to be as bright as the sun. And it was coming, and it was over the school. And on that day, Monday, it was the visibility here was perfect. The sky was blue. There were no clouds, and it was a unusually clear condition. There was no smog. And she said that, it was like a big silver ball. And then she said it was surrounded by rings of color. And she said it was like trying to come down to us. And she then said, in the center of it, there appeared another bright sun. She said, a real bright sun in the center of it. And that got real bright. And at that point, they became frightened. So I said, how large was it? She said it was about as large as a street. Well, she meant as large as a street is wide, I guess.
Right.
And we took her to the school, and on the school playground, like they have these areas more stenciled out on a paving for games and so forth. And there's a very large circle, and the circle must be at least 30 feet in diameter. And I said, now, was it as large as this circle? She said, oh, yeah. She said, bigger than that. And she said, they stayed there, and it was watching them. As she put it, she said it was watching them. So I said, well, what happened then? She said, well, the school bell rang, and we went in, and she said, I looked over my shoulder to look at it again. And she said, it will probably come back tomorrow. So we questioned the other girls, and the story is the same with them, and it's the damnedest thing. So my mother-in-law was at class the other day, and they were talking about something. I don't know exactly what they were talking about, more or less the same thing, you know, a UFO sighting. And so I called the police department to see if there were any reports, but this was Monday night now, so she said you'd have to call back earlier tomorrow. So, and they gave me your number. So the thing that puzzles me is that the kids were able to describe this thing. And, oh, yeah, they were, I said, well, now, what were these rings coming out from it? She said, well, they were like the colors in the rainbow. And then she said, no, she said they were colored, but they weren't like the rainbow, but there were two rings, and they came out from it. And I said, now, this bright sun that came out of the center of it, I said, was it there all the time? She said, no. She says, when it wasn't there before, there was just like a big gray area. So it's just an amazing thing. And then this vibration that we felt in the apartment complex had to happen at the same time, because I connected the two, and they were at recess around 11:30, between 11:30, and that's when this vibration started.
Uh-huh.
And it only lasted for, I would say the vibration only lasted for 10 or 15 seconds at the most. So I think it was just something that I, you know, I'm surprised that others at the school didn't see it, but I haven't really gone over there. I was going to take the drawings that these little girls made and take them over and ask perhaps if someone, maybe an adult teacher or someone else, might have seen it.
Okay, did they actually see this object leave?
Pardon me?
Did they see the object leave?
No, they all went into the, they all went back into the classroom.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and she said when she looked over her shoulder, it was still there.
Okay, did they give any estimate as how high that thing was?
Yeah, I was trying to have her, give me an idea, and we were looking at some poles, some high poles, and it would be my guess. She pointed to a really high pole, and it would be my guess it was at least several hundred feet, maybe several hundred feet off the ground. But from the way she described it, as large as she described it, like this circle, my wife was saying that after she drew the picture, we have a film can here. It's like a can they put film in. And I said, the funny part of it was when it did the drawings. I said, now you draw what it looked like. So she drew her classmates on the ground on a separate piece of paper, and the playground was the trees and swings. And she named each of her friends. And then she drew on another piece of paper the round object. And she drew it perfectly round. And around the perimeter, she put these two rings that were coming out from it. And then right in the center, she drew a smaller circle, which she colored yellow. So she was trying to, I was looking at her, she didn't know I was watching her, but she was puzzled because she put the piece of paper that had the object on it above the piece of paper that had she and her classmates playing. She knew she wasn't quite getting it the way she wanted it. So my wife put the paper on which she drew the object at right angles, and she says, yes, she says, that's how it was. It was like right above us. So then we held up this film can, and we said, now, was it solid looking like this? Was it metallic looking? And she says, yes. She says, it was silver and metallic looking. And so the size of it, if it was larger than this circle, it had to be quite low, because this circle, as I said, is at least 30 feet in diameter. So she gave as good a description of it, of something that you could certainly ever hope for.
Did they hear any sound?
No, I asked her, and she says no, there was no sound. When she said there was no sound, that's when I remember the vibration.
Okay.
And so whatever that vibration was, it was really unsettling. The vibration when it started, it was really unsettling because it was like a high intensity vibration. That is, the dishes and things were rattling. It was like a very high, however you might describe it. Things were just like humming.
Uh-huh. Okay. And how old was she?
She's seven.
Seven, okay.
Yeah. I asked her if the rest of her classmates saw, and she said, she didn't know because they were looking up at it, but she wasn't the first one to see it. It was her friend, and then about four of her friends were all looking up at it, she said. And she said they were looking straight up at it. So she craned her, put her head back, and it had to be almost directly overhead.
Okay. Did they actually see this thing descending towards them, or was it stationary?
I don't know. I don't know when this saw it. I would have to ask her that.
Did she mention how many were in that group of children?
I would say about 4 or 5.
4 or 5, okay.
Yeah, she knows them by name because I guess they're all the same age.
Okay. Do you still have those drawings?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have the drawings, and they're humorous because the way she does the way she drew the children and then this object.
Uh-huh. Okay. Is there any possibility of getting those?
Oh, sure. Sure.
Okay.
Be happy.
We can get a letter off to you about that. All right, sir. Well, we sure appreciate this report, and we're going to check into this right away and see if we can't come up with some information on it. And it's the object which she has described, or you've described to me, would fit the category of what we refer to as the Saturn-type object, a sphere surrounded by rotating bands, or colored bands right down through the center.
Uh-huh.
And it comes as a surprise that this took place in broad daylight like this, because this usually doesn't happen.
Uh-huh.
But we're going to, we'll check into it anyway and see if we can't come up with some more information. And if we get it, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you now.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Bye.